People are being urged to stay off the roads as a major winter storm settles over the Northeast. States of emergency have been called from New York's Hudson Valley north to New England, with anywhere from 4 inches to 2 feet of snow expected. Governor Andrew Cuomo directed state agencies to mobilize emergency response resources as a storm spreading into New York is expected to become a full-fledged nor'easter. Albany city officials outlined their storm-fighting strategy Monday morning at DGS headquarters. Sergio Panunzio is commissioner of the Department of General Services.
Our operation started yesterday, last night. We had our mechanics in. All of our equipment is up and running. We have 100% of our equipment. Currently, we are expecting 8 to 12 inches of snow. Beginning at 1 p.m. today till about 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's a considerable amount of snowfall. Expect the snowfall rate is going to be between 1 to 3 inches, 1.3 to 1.5 inches per hour, which is a manageable snowfall. As of 6 a.m. this morning, we had about 47 pieces of equipment out. That's just our first wave. We started prepping the streets. We started pre-salting the street and pre-treating the street problem areas that we know we have a problem with. The climate.
Panunzio says as the day wears on, augmented contractors will join the battle to clear roads.
What we're asking everyone to do is to be patient. We have a snow plan, which is worked together with the police and fire. We have emergency route that we have to maintain open. Those are primary routes. I'll give you an example. New Scotland has two hospitals in it. That road has to be maintained. Constantly, 24/7, there is no excuses. Those events that there are other streets in throughout the city where the fire department and police department are concerned about getting across town in an emergency situation. So the primary roads will be taken care of. We will not get into the secondary road until the primary roads are satisfactory to everyone, so a fire engine, police car, or an ambulance will not get stuck. The secondary roads will be anyone that crosses all primary roads, from one end to primary roads to the other primary roads, so that the vehicle, emergency vehicle, can get across town. Instead of up now, they can get also across town. And then our tertiary road and our dead ends will be done last.
Mayor Kathy Sheehan says don't travel if you don't have to.
One of the biggest challenges that we have is when we have lots of cars that are parked on both sides of a street. So even if you don't have alternate side parking, you know, get together with your neighbors, pick a side, and we can assure you if you're able to do that, you'll be happy with the results because we'll be able to get down your streets and keep them plowed. We're going to be doing all that we can to keep up with this storm. Depending on the final snowfall amounts, we'll be making a determination as to whether we're going to declare a snow emergency.
Sheehan says that the city should be able to keep up with the storm and has not asked the state for assistance, but noted the option is available if needed. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.